And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. This podcast will be dealing with a news report that came out last week. The title of the report was Alien Mothership Lurking in Our Solar System and Could Be Watching Us with Tiny Probes, Pentagon Officials Suggest. So a lot of things are going on in the world, mass shootings and other things are going on, but the government is slowly leaking out certain things about the potential of aliens and UFOs. We know by looking at the Word of God, the Bible, that these beings are fallen angels and demon spirits that are masquerading as these aliens. And it's the great setup for the ultimate end times where I believe, and some other people believe, that when Satan and the third of the angels are finally kicked out, one of the things that they may use is like a alien ship armada has come to the earth to usher in mankind into going to the next evolution level where they'll obtain ultimate knowledge and be like gods. And then they may come and give the message, hey, we are the ones that initially created you guys. We're here to help you guys to evolve. But it's a very interesting article. And it's a draft of a paper from the Harvard scientist that's the head of the Pentagon's UFO office. So here's some of the things that he believes and he has in his report. He has the idea that an alien mothership can be in the solar system, sending out tiny probes dubbed as dandelion seeds to explore planets within. The article goes on and it states, it could be an alien mothership be hovering around the solar system, sending out these tiny probes. So he's asking a question. So this Harvard scientist states, in his draft, he says, it is feasible that an extraterrestrial spaceship could be in our galactic neighborhood exploring the region. So this Harvard scientist believes that there is an actual mothership that's hovering around the Earth. It goes on and states, Aviab Loeb, an astronomer at Harvard University, and Sean M. Kilpatrick, director of the Pentagon and All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, which is the AARO, established in July of 2022 by the Department of Defense to detect and study objects of interest released in the draft. So it goes on and says, March 7, it is not an official Pentagon document, but carried out in partnership with the DOD and has not been peer reviewed. So it goes on and states, Loeb is known for his research into the Oumina, the intergalactic or interstellar visitor from beyond the solar system. Astronomers first detected the cigar-shaped object in 2017 and originally thought it was a comet. However, its elongated shape in its lack of coma, the cloud of the gases that envelope a comet, and the fact that it's accelerating away from the sun and raise questions from about the theory. Loeb suggested instead that it's an alien mothership. So it goes on and talks about this report. So here you now, you have people that are coming out, Pentagon is coming out with different reports. We know, within the last couple of years, I believe in last year, that the Air Force had reported flying, unidentified flying objects and all. And now you have officials within the Pentagon that are talking about alien ships. We know, again, just by the study, that these aren't alien beings coming from the far off galaxy, they're interdimensional. I want to look at several quotes from several different scholars, some Christian, some non-Christian, but they all have the same thing to say about the deceptive nature of UFOs and aliens. Here is a comment from John Ankerberg from his book, The Facts on UFOs and Other Supernatural Phenomena. On page 10, he says, but the UFO phenomenon simply does not behave like extraterrestrial visitors. It actually molds itself in order to fit a given culture. So what Ankerberg is talking about, it caters to fit cultural context. So this is how the enemy really comes in to really deceive mankind. Popular UFO researcher Jack Vallée had this to say. He says, human beings are under the control of a strange force that bends them to absurd ways, forcing them to play a role in a bizarre game of deception. Brad Steiger, he quotes, he says, we are dealing with a multi-dimensional paraphysical phenomena, which is largely indigenous to planet Earth. So Brad Steiger states that it's actually indigenous. It's not some far off planet, or these UFOs are coming from a far out galaxy. They're interdimensional, they're indigenous. So that raises questions and raises a red flag. Look at some of the writings of Terrence McKenna. He says, we are part of the symbiotic relationship with something which disguises itself as extraterrestrial invasions so as not to alarm us. So this is what these scientists, this Harvard scientist is seeing that's working in the Pentagon, and overall it is deception. We're living definitely in the last days where the enemy is coming to really deceive mankind. The ultimate deception is when the rise of the son of perdition and the false prophet. Believe also too that part of the deception will be UFOs and aliens. Famous science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke had this to say. He says, one theory which can no longer be taken very seriously is UFOs are interstellar spaceships. So we see all these different things that are going on in society, and we're looking at a lot of the UFO experts have to say that these things are indigenous, they're demonic, just other things and all. Here is a quote from Lynn E. Cato. He states, as a large part of available UFO literature is closely linked with mysticism and the metaphysical, it deals with subjects like mental telepathy, automatic handwriting, invisible entities, as well as phenomena like poltergeist, which is ghost manifestation and possession. Many of the UFO reports now being published in popular press recount alleged incidents that are strikingly similar to demonic possession and psychic phenomena. So it correlates to key points, demonic possession and psychic phenomena. So when we see these behaviors and we see that these scientists who aren't saved, they're not filled with the Holy Spirit, they don't have a biblical worldview, they're looking at from a view of science and other things and all, and we at a later date or something like that, science is starting to incorporate more and more of the occult. You see at one particular stage during man's history where the sciences and magic split and some other things and all, but we see that coming back together. Pierre Guerin had this to say. He says, UFO behavior is more akin to magic than physics as we know it. The modern UFO knots and the demons of past days are probably identical. So here you have these experts that are looking at things that happened during medieval times, things with these UFOs and aliens. They are all saying, even the secular researchers are saying that they are demonic. Here's another quote from Trevor James, which states a working knowledge of occult science is indispensable to UFO investigation. So we see these things that are occurring when it's a great setup. I'm gonna go to, let's go to, I wanna go to 2 Thessalonians and we're going to look at verse 10 through 13. And we're going to go ahead and read that. We're going to start at verse 9. It says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And this reason, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. So those who, Christians who are pseudo-Christians, who aren't practicing biblical truth, are going to be given over to the strong delusion. People that are atheists and other things and all are believing evolution, they're going to get duped. People that are in the occult, they're going to get duped. But even people that believe in evolution, for them, this is okay, makes sense, where our alien brothers, we actually evolved and they're helping us. They're coming back to help us evolve to the final stage where we can ultimately revolve and be like gods. They will be given over to this lie, which is a strong delusion because they love not the truth. So we see this occurring. Even when we look at the scripture, in Revelation chapter 12, when it talks about how the dragon, which is Satan, is finally kicked out of the heavenlies and he draws a third of the stars, which is the angelic host, which are the fallen angels that follow after him. They all are going to come down to the earth, because even the Bible talks about woe unto the earth because Satan has come in wrath, because he knows his time is wrapping up. So we're seeing more and more things being leaked out or being reported by the government, where they are talking about this more and more often. So it's not just like we're thinking some people are kooky where they've been abducted by aliens or taken up to a UFO and other things and all. Even secular researchers have compared some of the abductions and other things and all to medieval times, where some of the sexual natures that would happen, where people were raped by demon spirits and other stuff, mirrors these aliens and these alien abductions and all. Other things that we see, I want to go over, I'm going to look at a few more quotes from some of the experts, but I want to go over to Daniel chapter 8, and we're going to look at verse 10. So Daniel chapter 8, verse 10 talks about the stars falling. It says, and it grew up to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and some of the stars to the ground and trampled them. So chapter 8 of Daniel talks about the rise of Antichrist and some other things and all. This is Daniel seeing given a prophecy of what's happening. But ironically, within the scripture, kind of correlates to Revelation chapter 12, that the stars or the host, some of the host of heaven will fall to the earth. So you see that thing that Satan's end game, he's really prepping people. He's prepping mankind for this great deception. So it's bit by bit that this is being exposed. When we look at other quotes from Dr. Jack Vallee, he mentions that the medical examination to which abductees are said to be subject, often accompanied by sadistic sexual manipulation, is reminiscent to the medieval tales, which we've already talked about, we touched upon, tales of encounters with demons. It makes no sense in sophisticated or technical framework. Any intelligent being equipped with scientific marvels that UFOs pose would be in position to achieve any of these alleged scientific objectives in shorter time with fewer risk. So we see these things that are occurring. We see that the government is now reporting, some of the scientists within the Pentagon is have the belief that alien mothership is lurking over the earth. So we're just living in the signs of the times that we definitely live in. So we have to really be vigilant. We have to really be really discerning the times that's going on. We can really get caught up in what's going on with things with entertainment, things that are going on in the sports world, and just a bunch of other things that we're distracted. But we have to really be able to have biblical knowledge. We have to study the word. We have to stay prayerful. We have to really stay vigilant, because the days and our times are wrapping up extremely fast. So we see these things that are occurring. We have to know that we definitely know that the word of God, because you'd be given over to a strong delusion. Here's a few other quotes, and like to just bring to your attention. This is another quote from John Ankerberg. He says, these entities are clever enough to make Strindberg think they care about him, yet torment by them never ceases. Whatever his relationship to these entities, he is increasingly concludes that their involvement with him is something good. He remains terrified of them and uncertain so what they are. So Whitley Strindberg wrote The Communion. So he was abducted by aliens. So that's what he's given reference for. A good book, if you don't have this, because it's a very old book. I believe it was written before the turn of the 20th century, by G.H. Palmer. I have that in my spiritual library, but he states this, and this is all the way he mentions. His book is pretty much just talking about when it's the rise of spiritualism that started to take place in the late 1800s. He states, or 1900s, excuse me, around the late 1900s, but he says, the occultist is brought into intelligent communication with spirits of the air and can receive any knowledge which they possess or any false impression they choose to impart. The demons seem permitted to do various wonders at their request. So even when some of these jet fighters are flying after these unidentified objects, they defy physics. A lot of times I've heard reports where these unidentified flying objects are flying to a mountain, and then all of a sudden they just disappear, or just super fast, just other things and all, they can appear and disappear. So they are demonic in nature. We are being, mankind is being set up for the great deception. We just have to ask the Lord to really give us spiritual wisdom, because when these things appear, it's going to change a lot of paradigms, a lot of people who have certain world religions and other things and all, even Christians, their faith is going to be tested when these things fully manifest themselves and all. You better know biblical truth. So God bless. This is the End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast.